You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Atlanta Braves with MLB.com's Braves beat reporter, Mark Bowman. Mark, unfortunately, it seems that one of the big topics swirling around the Braves right now is the future of their manager. I haven't heard a lot concrete from anybody, even the dreaded vote of confidence. It seems like, for the most part, people have been quiet aside from the players. What's your read, just kind of broadly, on where Freddie Gonzalez stands and how the front office is kind of looking at this right now?
You know, I think here we are heading into this weekend's Diamondback series. My expectation is that Freddie will manage throughout this weekend. I will not provide any guarantees beyond this weekend. I think there's, if they would happen to sweep the Diamondbacks, I'm not saying there's any guarantee he keeps the job, nor am I saying that they won't just go ahead and follow through with what seems to be their plans to make a change next week. And, you know, the easy reaction is, how can they consider this to be Freddie Gonzalez's fault? And you know, I don't think there is any way that they can even say that, because you look across the board. They went and got Ender Inciarte. He's played two games. They went and got Hector Oliveira. He played five games before he was arrested. They went and thought they improved their bullpen. Well, how did they really improve their bullpen? The one consistent guy within there is Aroldis Vizcaíno. You can't really give him too many save opportunities. And the one bright spot was Daniel Winkler, and he broke his elbow, you know, five or six games into the season. You go across the board, Derek Ibar has been a disappointment. I think that, you know, the front office does have to look itself in the mirror, but at the same time, I think that they want to make a change because they really never saw Freddie Gonzalez beyond this season being their manager. So they want to get a guy in place, probably Eddie Perez, and he'll be the guy that works with the kids that keep coming up. Yes, has Freddie stuck around, would the Braves, you know, still probably improve like they will under Eddie or whoever else? Yes, but at the same time, I think they want to go through this experience with a guy who potentially could be on their bench next year.
Yeah, you just hinted at one of the things that I wanted to ask about. You know, you've written, it's been talked about, and I don't think anybody thinks this is a good team, but I think when you assess them, you have to take into consideration who they played. They have had an absolutely brutal month of schedule, and it's about to get quite a bit friendlier. And that's, you know, the National League is going to provide that some this year. You're going to have stretches where you're playing the Nationals and Mets, and you might draw the Cubs in there, and you're going to have stretches where you're playing the Brewers and Reds. So one of the things I think that I have wondered about is how that will factor in. If this decision is coming, it seems to me like if they want to replace Gonzalez this year, and if they want to do it relatively soon, give Perez the opportunity, it seems to me like you want to do that at the start of a friendly stretch of schedule so that you increase the chances that you get that bump, that you get that bounce, that you're able to say, well, look, this team's playing better now. So do you think that consideration will factor in as they make these decisions?
I think so. I mean, you know, from what I kind of can gather, is they definitely would like, if there's going to be a change made, they want to make it before the next road trip. But, you know, things, and I look, the Phillies are playing a lot better. So, yes, the Phillies do come to town. That may seem to be like a breath of fresh air, you know, compared to who they played the last few weeks. But, you know, if Aaron Nola and these guys keep throwing the way they have and the Phillies play, like, you know, that's not necessarily a breath of fresh air. Then that road trip takes them to Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and then again to Philadelphia. So, yeah, the schedule has lightened up. You know, I started to write about that yesterday, about how tough the schedule's been and who all they face. And I think we've touched on that. I looked at it. They faced Scherzer twice. They faced Strasburg twice. That was just within the first season's first nine games. I faced, you know, Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey hasn't been himself. They beat him the other day. Those are all games I've looked at that they, you know, had a chance to win. You know, David Price has dominated them. There is no doubt that they've had a daunting schedule. At the same time, like I said, you go back at both of Scherzer's starts, they had a chance to win them. Maybe Scherzer hasn't been, you know, at the top of his game. I get it. At the same time, their offense has gone silent against, you know, a lot of other guys that have never really been part of Cy Young Award consideration as well.
You're seem to get the impression that Eddie Perez is the next guy. Do you get the impression that look, we want to be careful. I'm not burying Freddy Gonzalez. He could still be there. They could start winning, and he could still be there in 2 months. So I want to be clear. We're not saying this is a done deal, but do you get the impression that when the time comes, that they're looking at their next manager, that Perez is a serious candidate for that job?
I think that Eddie, has probably stands there. The one guy I don't, I've talked to him. A guy who was a top candidate for some managerial job 7 or 8 years ago, Terry Pendleton. As he gets older, and those opportunities haven't been there. Some people around the game have said that they don't know how interested he is. Well, I've talked to him, and he is interested. At the same time, Terry Pendleton is not a guy who toots his own horn and gets out there and campaigns for himself. So, yes, Eddie Perez, it does seem like he's the guy. If it's not Eddie, it's PT. But let's get back to Eddie because he is the more likely. I think his stock has risen, over the years. Bobby Cox obviously brought him into his coaching staff soon after Eddie was done playing. He went down and took Venezuela to the Caribbean World Series this year, nearly won that, or Caribbean Series this year, and nearly won that. His stock rose, obviously, in that way. And I think John Harden has appreciated what he has come to see from Eddie over the last 2 years. So, yeah, I do think he's a candidate. I've seen some of the other external names thrown around. Obviously, Bud Black does have a connection with John Hart from the past. Also, John Schuerholz. I still think that if Eddie took this job and was successful, that he would be their guy next year. Another name that I threw out early last year was Mark DeRosa. I would not put that one to bed, but that name has not been mentioned nearly as frequently over the last few months.
Get the impression he might be liking his gig.
I think so too.
Security's even better.
I think so too. I think that's one of those where, look at him. How much fun he has on the set, and he's good. And
yep.
I think that's one of those where you live in Atlanta, you have to go up there to Jersey. Your wife keeps saying, "Hey, would like to see you spend a little more time at home." So maybe that drummed up a little bit of interest. But yeah, Mark's just great on that show. Well, any TV spots that he does.
So let's talk a little on the field here. Enrin Ciarte looks like he's back soon-ish. What's the time frame look like on him?
It looks like he'll play Saturday night. So that would be the game that Shelby Miller is scheduled to start. The trade, that we've talked about so much since December will be on display throughout this weekend as Aaron Blair starts Friday night against Zach Greinke, and then Saturday you'll have a Julio Teheran against Shelby Miller matchup, and like I said, Anderson and Ciarte will be back, or should be back for that game. He's been sidelined since April 8th with the strain left hamstring. It's nice. Think about how much we talked about Ender and Ciarte, and throughout how influential he could be to this offense. All of a sudden, you put him back there at the top of your lineup, Freddie is the one who has been mentioning this. He doesn't know whether he will keep Ciarte there, would he keep Markakis there, because Markakis has had some success in the leadoff role. Either way, I think eventually you're going to see Ciarte there. I think the big question is, has Malik Smith done enough over the last week or so to give the Braves reason to think about, hey, we're going to put an outfield out there of Ender Ciarte, Malik Smith, and Nick Markakis. Now all of a sudden, that's probably going to have to lead them might eventually have to lead them to a roster decision regarding Jeff Francoeur and Kelly Johnson, two likable guys that they're carrying. But, hey, look, as this club starts moving forward, it's time to start looking at the future. And a week and a half ago, or probably even as recently as a week ago, I would have told you, hey, look, Malik needs more time in the minor league level. And I'm not going to get too excited over 3 or 4 games, but I do see that there has been some improvement. You've got some – I think he's got three multi-hit games over the last week, and the defense has gotten better. So if you could pair Ciarte and Malik Smith back-to-back, continue batting Malik's ninth, Ciarte, here's a team without any power. Maybe some way, somehow, that with that speed, you'll be able to generate more runs than you have through this station-to-station baseball that really hasn't been very productive for them.
Well, you led me to my next question, and then I'll let you go because we are running up on time here. But, you know, you don't really have to just go back a week. Selective endpoints are always dangerous. I know that. I'm a stat head. But you just go back to mid-April. You take out the 1-for-15 Smith started with. You go back to April 16th. He's hitting .271, slugging .458, .327 on base. Now, he's not walking much, and he's striking out a little more than you'd want. But we've got basically now going on 3 weeks of this guy being a pretty good offensive player. We know about the speed. We know what they think he can be in the outfield. I mean, it's kind of a follow-up on what you're talking about, but just how hard is this decision going to be? Has this guy, particularly if Gonzalez is there, because you've talked about how invested Gonzalez is in Malik Smith, how tough is this decision? Is he forcing their hand? Is he forcing the opportunity to continue getting it back to the big league level?
I think what the point you made there is, yes, it has gone on long enough that what this last week has done is basically made the decision easier, because think about it. Who do you want filling that void out there? Do you want to give time to Kelly Johnson or Jeff Rancourt out there? Or if, why not give it to Malik? The other thing I've seen from this kid is this. Is yes, he's made mistakes. Yes, he's had a little bit of adversity. And he just keeps bouncing back, and he comes to the park with a smile, and it's Kelly Johnson dealt with that a little bit in his first few weeks at the big league level. Around the same age, he went 1-for-32, and next thing I knew, he was National League Rookie of the Week during the middle of June in 2005. So Malik is not the first to go through one of those stretches. Obviously, his didn't even extend as far as Kelly's. This kid's a great athlete. I've said he's Billy Hamilton with a little bit of shoulders. Maybe he doesn't run quite as fast as Billy Hamilton, but he's at least in that neighborhood. But at the same time, that ball comes off the bat with a little bit more pop, as we saw the other night when he hit the opposite field homer against Harvey. So, yeah, he's a kid that I think what he's done has made the decision a little bit easier. And if I'm going to project what's going to happen when they have to make a decision, he stays.
Well, I think it's just abundantly clear that every team – every organization needs a guy from Tallahassee on it. I think we've made that obvious. But that's all for now. Mark Bowman, thanks for taking some time to talk on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.